Section 144 of 15,000 Useful Phrases by Grenville Kleiser. Read for LibriVox.org by Jordan Greenaway. If any man be so persuaded, if anyone could conceive, if anyone is so dim of vision, if any other answer be made, if at first view this should seem, if, however, you determine to, if I am asked for the proof, if I am wrong, if I can carry you with me, if I succeed in describing, if I could find words, if I have done no more than view the facts, if I have in any way deserved, if I may be allowed a little criticism, if I may be allowed modestly to suggest, if I may be allowed to refer, if I may reverently say so, if I may say so without presumption, if I may so speak, if I may take for granted, if I may venture to say anything, if I mistake not the sentiment, if I recollect aright, if I understand the matter at all, if I venture a few remarks, if I were asked, if I were to act upon my conviction, if I were to recapitulate, if I wished to prove my contention, if, in consequence, we find it necessary, if, in the glow of our conscious pride, if in the years of the future, if it be so difficult to appreciate, if it be so, if it be true, if it be contended, if it means anything, it means this, if more were needed to illustrate, if my opinions are true, if, on the contrary, we all foresee, if, on the other hand, I say, if one seeks to measure, if only we go deep enough, if still you have further doubt, if the bare facts were studied, if the experience of the world is worth anything, if then I am asked, if then I should here rest my cause, if there be any among us, if there be one lesson more than another, if this be so, if this seems doubtful to anyone, if unhappily the day should ever come, if we accept at all the argument, if we are not blind to, if we are rightly informed, if we are to reason on the fact, if we cast our glance back, if we embark upon a career, if we have the whole case before us, if we isolate ourselves, if we may trust to experience, if we pursue a different course, if we pursue our inquiries through, if we sincerely desire, if we survey, if we would not be beguiled, if what has been said is true, if you remain silent, if you seek the real meaning of, if you think for a moment, if you want to look, if you are asked to point out, if you will allow me to prophesy, if you will forgive me the expression, if you wish for a more interesting example, if you wish to get to the bottom of the facts, if you would see the most conclusive proof, if your view is right, in a significant paragraph, in a wider sense, in a word, gentlemen, in a word, I conceive, in actual life, I suspect, in addition to these arguments, in addressing myself to the question, in addressing you, I feel. In agreement with this obvious conclusion, in all ages of the world, in all or any of these views, in all times and places, in an unguarded moment, in answering the inquiry, in any view of the case. In closing my speech, I ask each of you, in conclusion, let me say. In conclusion, may I repeat. In consequence, it becomes a necessity. In contemplating the causes, in days to come, in examining this part of the subject, in fine, it is no extravagance to say, in former ages and generations, in further illustration, in further proof of my assertion, in illustration of what I have said, in like manner are to be explained, in like manner I would advise, in listening to the kind words, in looking about me, in many instances, in meeting this difficulty, I will not urge. In most cases, I hold. In my estimation, in my humble opinion, in my view, in offering to you these counsels, in one other respect, in one point, I wish no one to mistake me. In one sense, this is undoubtedly true. In order to appreciate the force of, in order to complete the proof, in order to do justice to the question, in order to prove plainly and intelligibly, in order to realize adequately, in other words, in our estimate of the past, in point of fact, in precisely the same way, in pursuance of these views, in pursuing the great objects, in regard to, in rising to return my sincere thanks, in saying all of this, I do not forget. In saying this, I am not disposed to deny. In short, I say, in solving this difficulty, in something of a parallel way, in spite of the fact, in such cases, strictly speaking, in support of this assertion, in that matchless epitome, in that mood of high hope, in the anomalies of fortune. In the course of these remarks, in the existing circumstances, in the first place, therefore, I consider. In the first place, we see. In the first place, we should all be agreed. In the fullest sense, in the fullness of time, in the last suggestion, in the meantime, I will commend to you. In the next place, be assured, in the presence of this vast assembly, in the present situation, in the progress of events, in the remarks I have made, in the same manner I rely. In the second place, it is quite clear, in the suggestion I have made, in the very brief space at our disposal, in these extraordinary circumstances, in these sentiments I agree, in this brief survey, in this connection I may be permitted to refer, in this connection I remind myself, in this necessarily brief and imperfect review, in this rapid and slight enumeration. In this respect, in this sense only, In this, there is no contradiction. In very many instances, in very truth, in view of these reflections, in what has now been said, in what I have now further to say, in widening our view. End of section 144. This recording is in the public domain. Recorded by Mr. Jordan Greenaway.